Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Hallsville Indians head baseball coach Jordan Carmack after a hard-fought tooth nail 15-14 road loss to Sturgeon here at Sturgeon High School. Coach Carmack, that was a tough one. You dominated 70% of the game. Who started for you?
Started on the mound today. We started with Ethan Biddle. And then we came in with Jake Crane, and I think we finished up with and then Tracy Mellaway, and then we finished up with Will Ewens. This is the story of the game for us today was too many walks on the mound. And I think we walked 19 or 20 guys, and just can't do that and win ball games. 14 runs should be good for us to win. And like I said, we're an inexperienced team, so. A lot of these guys, it's their first varsity experience, their first varsity innings. Even some of our seniors who haven't played for a couple years, getting on the mound there with Ethan and Jake, and they haven't played for 2 years, and just getting them some experience and trying to help us move along here so that we can get stronger here as the season goes along.
Coach, who besides Colton Nichols knocked it over the fence for you?
That was Jace Watson. Jace is a junior for us. He's a good catcher, and he plays a good outfield for us. And his bat's starting to come along real nice.
Just in time.
Yeah, he didn't get much varsity time last year. No varsity time last year, and just to see him excel today was good for him. He's a great kid.
You had some really good moments out in the field for a while, sir. Who was making that happen for you?
Yeah, I mean, we're led by Colton and Braden up the middle, Colton Nichols and Braden Matheny. Other than that, everybody's kind of new to the varsity level.
Yes,
and so there's going to be bumps along the road, and as we keep going this season. But if our kids can persevere and put their mind to it, I think we can still be more successful than we've been so far.
Sir, we're about done. Would you estimate we had a 20-mile-an-hour wind playing against both teams tonight?
Yeah, I would say a 20 to 30-mile-an-hour wind with a gust maybe even higher blowing out to left field today. So,
what's that mean to a pitcher, sir?
It's tough. The pitcher's throwing against the wind, and then, of course, the batter has the wind at his back, so it kind of gives the batter a bit of an advantage there, kind of hold the pitch up a little bit, and it kind of changes the game a little from that perspective.
So what's your record and who's next for you, sir?
We are now 2-4, and I believe we are away at Kirksville on Monday.
Well, good luck on the road, Coach Carmack. Thank you for speaking to Fireside Guard Live.